Jerusalem's Armenian patriarch led a solemn procession of Armenian monks into the Basilica of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the site where Christians believe Jesus Christ was crucified and buried. The Armenian procession was just one of several that celebrated Easter services in one of Christianity's holiest sites on Sunday. This year, for the first time in 4 years, five different Christian sects celebrated Easter at the same time. Father Jerome Murphy O'Connor is an Irish Dominican priest who has lived in Jerusalem for more than 50 years, teaching New Testament studies at Jerusalem's École Biblique, a graduate school of theology. Father Jerry, as he is known, says with the convergence of the Orthodox and Western calendars this year, space is at a premium in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre.
This year, it happens every 5 or 6 years, the Orthodox and the Western Church all celebrate Easter on the same day. And what it means in practice is that schedules have to be kept very tight. People can't hang around after a service. They have to leave to make room for the others. And, of course, if they are in a state of spiritual exaltation and delay, then, of course, there can be trouble, unfortunately.
Unlike previous years, there were no clashes reported between followers of different Christian sects. Tobias Raschk from Munich, who attended Easter services at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, said he was impressed by how all the different sects and nationalities mixed together.
We gathered at 3 o'clock in the morning and had a German Easter liturgy, and now we come to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and to see what is happening here, because it's a very crazy place somehow, because now they have an Armenian service and after an hour there's a Catholic service, and it's then fascinating to see that the key is in the hands of a Muslim and the Israeli police making sure that nothing is happening in here, which I think is great that Israel is doing it well, that from different faiths and denominations, religions, people can come and pray here and everything is safe.
With an easing of security fears this year, the convergence of the Western and Orthodox Christian calendars and week-long Jewish Passover observances occurring at the same time, Jerusalem hotels reported full occupancy rates for the first time in years. Father Jerome Murphy O'Connor says, with thousands of Jewish and Christian visitors in Jerusalem this year, some will probably leave the city disappointed.
The city really is crowded with pilgrims, and the basic meaning of pilgrimage is to go to pray at a place. And you go because you believe that prayer there will somehow be easier, more real, because it has been sanctified by a holy person. And people who have that unconscious expectation then find themselves in a huge crowd being pushed and shoved, and they feel that they're being robbed of space to recollect themselves.
Israeli security forces sealed off the occupied West Bank at the beginning of Jewish Passover observances last week, preventing most Palestinians, except those granted special visitors' passes, from visiting Jerusalem. Thousands of Palestinian Christians, mostly from the nearby city of Bethlehem, are granted the passes, but security restrictions exclude many, especially young men, from visiting. Israeli authorities say the restrictions are necessary to prevent suicide bombings against targets in Israel. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.